Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week four of the May 2015 celestial timings. May 22nd, Friday, May 22nd, we begin this last week. The moon is entering Leo, activating the Leo mysteries, transmitting the Leo mysteries. The moon is a transmitter. And we'll be catching up to Jupiter in Leo on May 23rd, so amplifying those mysteries of self-love. And as I mentioned in week two or three, I think it was week two, the idea of doing a self-love list, practicing self-love and self-care. And I put an quote in the written timings from, it came from Charlie Chaplin, April 16th, 1959, on his 70th birthday. And this is what he said about loving himself. I just thought it was really perfect, like a summary of how we might think about self-love. He says, "As I began to love myself, I freed myself of anything that is no good for my health. Food, people, things, situations, and everything that drew me down and away from myself. At first, I called this attitude a healthy egoism. Today, I know it is love of oneself." So self-love includes really being good to yourself, healthy food, and moving toxic people out of your life. And it doesn't mean you don't care about them. It doesn't mean that you're they're going to be out of your life forever, but you don't necessarily have to put up with that and or any kind of situations that are toxic and not healthy. So how do you respect yourself? How do you love yourself? How do you take care of yourself? These are great questions to tune into when working with Moon in Leo, and also as it's passing Jupiter. And particularly really thinking about how we respect or disrespect ourselves. If we're acting disrespectful towards other people, it's probably because we're not acting respectful towards ourselves. And so just tuning into that is a great thing to do as the moon is in passing by Jupiter. Then we will have the moon with Regulus as it's going into Virgo on May 25th. And Regulus is the heart of the lion. And that's going to happen just after midnight on the 25th, around 2 a.m. So, of course, around 5 a.m. Eastern time. And it's a first quarter moon as well. So it's the first quarter moon will be exact at 10:19 in the morning Pacific time. And it's going to be gaining in light. The moon will be gaining in light until the Sagittarius full moon on early June. So the first quarter moon is that half full moon. And it's in Virgo. And so it is activating the mysteries and accelerating the mysteries of those who do the sacred work, the sacred function, taking time to do the ceremonies, to tend the sacred sites, to be the ones who are attuned to the sacred timings as well. So if this is something that speaks to you, also the reminder that we are doing an event at Fayetteville Hot Springs, June 19th to the 21st, at a sacred site that hasn't been ceremonially activated by Shamanic Astrology Mystery School since 2007, when Fayetteville was closed, and then it was rebought a few years later, and Daniel and I did go there in 2012 and did a ceremony there, but we haven't had a group there since 2007. So this is going to be a very special time because it's going to be with Venus, Jupiter, and the Moon, not far from Regulus when we're there. And it is a geomantically alive sacred site. Fayetteville Hot Springs is on the Chaco Meridian. It is going to be we also have access to a standing stone circle that Daniel Jamario designed, and Elon, who was the owner of Fayetteville at the time, built, and it's still there. It's a very geomantically alive circle, so we'll get a chance to do night sky and ceremony in the circle and honoring of Venus and Jupiter and the Moon. Should be a great time. So if you're interested, you can check out the written version of the timings, and there's links to the to that information. We'd love to have you. We'll be learning about Venus, more about how we can find ourselves in the Venus story, what that means, working with the potency of Venus and how she is, our reconnection to her as connecting to the supernatural, super celestial, as she's making her ascension back into the sky, bringing it down into the celestial terms that we can connect with and understand, and working with that in a way to activate our ceremonial magic. So we'll be doing that. On May 26th, Mars is with Aldebaran. Also, the sun is there, so it's not a great time to see them, but it is a great time to tune in to Mars with Aldebaran. Only passes here every 2 years, again, about every 2 years, and this is one of the magical stars, as we've talked about, so we can really continue to work with Aldebaran this entire month, as I mentioned. And when Mars comes along, that's going to just amplify that energy. The sun will be there as well, and sun will amplify the energy because the sun is a doorway. And Venus is going, just the next important piece is Mercury's going to pass Mars, and that'll happen on May 27th. Mars and Aldebaran, because they're both right around 10 degrees of Gemini. And so that's going to be a really powerful point on May 27th. The sun will be very near Aldebaran. Mars is exactly with Aldebaran. And Mercury will be exactly with Aldebaran, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Powerful, potent time to be doing that ceremonial magic, tuning into what it is. Oh, and I forgot to mention earlier that one of the things about Aldebaran, the ancients said, is that this is a star that gives us riches and honor. Maybe I did say this. I can't remember now. Oh, well. Anyway, so riches and honor. And again, honor and respect. When we honor and respect ourselves, then we're honoring and respecting life. We have the ability to honor and respect life. And so when we tune into that as potency from the star, bringing in that super celestial intention, and riches doesn't necessarily mean money or finances. Wealth, riches, wealth, whatever that is, it's the wealth of happiness and joy that we experience every day, the friends that we have, the wonderful experiences that we create for ourselves, because that's really the only thing that has true meaning for us, that those are the things that when we get to the end of our life, we'll find are the most important to us. And so this is a powerful point of energizing more of that and recognizing, and perhaps maybe even taking time to acknowledge what are the riches that you already experience in your life? What does that mean to you? What is it that helps you to feel rich in yourself? Richly deserving of the joy of life, of the ecstasy of life, of the pleasure of life. Those would be really great questions to tune into this energy. On May 28th, the moon is entering Libra. That means it's crossing the equinox point, the September equinox point, and energizing the mysteries of conscious equal partnership with ourselves, hopefully, first. You know, when we're in a good relationship with ourselves, then we have the ability to be in a healthy relationship with others. And our relationships are the opportunity for us to really experience more of who we are through the reflection of the other. And so if we're in relationships that are challenging, perhaps that reflection is giving us information about some personal work we still need to do. It's like that mirror to us. And if you're in a great relationship, then you know it's time to really acknowledge and celebrate that, because that's also reflecting to you about places where you are. Sometimes I've had this experience. We can be in challenging relationships. We have grown beyond, but it's the reflection is that that. You know, we're staying in something that we know that isn't really serving us, or we're hoping that the person that we're in relationship with will find their way. And so it's not a black and white kind of thing. It's like sometimes it's the process of being our own best partner so that our external relationships can then reflect that back to us. So if you are in a challenging relationship, then doing the inner work will help you. And if that, and then if, once you've done the inner work, if that partner has not shifted to match your vibration and your energy, then it might be time to move on. Oftentimes when we shift within ourselves, then the external shifts. I have also had the experience where I've shifted, but it didn't, the other person wasn't ready to shift. And so then they asked for the relationship to end, because they didn't want to do the work. And they knew that if they stayed in relationship with me, that they would have to. I'm thinking particularly of my second marriage. Anyway, that was, and it's sad when that happens, but it is sometimes what happens. And so we move on, and then more joy can come into our lives as a result, and we can experience healthier relationships. On May 30th, the sun is going to be conjunct Mercury, retrograde Mercury, and it's around 9 degrees Gemini, very close to Aldebaran. So we continue this activation of Mercury, Aldebaran, the sun. Mars is still fairly close to this part of the sky. So there's big amplification of these energies, and we can work with in our ceremonial intent. And on May 31st, the sun is square Neptune. And this happens twice each year, once before Neptune goes retrograde and once after it goes direct. And so this is letting us know that Neptune is getting ready to go retrograde. And it is a time for moving into the still point. It will be active point, or the still point will be most precise as Neptune goes retrograde, but we're starting to move into that time as well. So really working with those dreaming energies, and also just to know that sometimes we can have illusions, or we can have experiences of where things don't make sense when Neptune is active, especially when Neptune's with the sun. So we're we can't figure it out logically and rationally. So the ideal thing to do is to go within and ask from an inner place of knowing. And if we are willing to do that and then trust that and take the leap of faith and follow that, it usually takes us exactly where we intended to go, even if we didn't know where that was.